Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined tonight by Trey Charles, who's got a new EP, debut EP, that's dropping on Wednesday of next week. It's called Currently. It's going to be opening up for Devin Gilfillian at Cat's Cradle Backroom this Saturday at 8 p.m. TreyCharles.com is the website. Trey, yes, thank you so much for being with us this
morning. Thank you for having me again, Aaron. I appreciate it. I've seen you all month.
So yeah, right? It's nice. Yeah. Well, new single already dropped, and we'll be hearing that coming up in a few minutes, but tell us about the EP, how it all came together.
The EP Currently, it is basically a culmination of my journey as an artist and my journey as a person in this world that we live in, this crazy, beautiful world, and all the complexities that surround it. So you have stressing, because we're all feeling stressed.
Yep.
That talks about that came about with the pandemic and all the civil unrest and unknowingness of the virus and everything like that. And that kind of is my cathartic release of that, which we talked about before. Lately is more about my current journey of mental health, diving into that, trying to be more aware, be more conscious, trying to be more vulnerable, because I feel like vulnerability is something that we've always seen as a weakness, but I feel like there's a lot of strength in vulnerability, going through therapy and talking about your emotions and your feelings, especially as a Black man. It's not necessarily depicted as a strength. So I want to kind of change that narrative, along with some of the other current artists like J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, who have been championing mental health awareness and mental health, the importance of it in our community. So.
I remember this was 2 years ago now when Stressin' first came out. Yeah. And, like, you reached out to us, and I had no idea. Like, no one knew who you were.
Yeah,
it was
right.
Like, here's the debut song, and I listened to it for the first time. I was like, oh, man, this guy's going to be really, really good, because that song was awesome. But you mentioned it. Like, that song comes out in the spring of 2021. We're still, like, right in the heart of the pandemic.
Right.
Racial justice movement was at its peak.
Yeah.
And, like, the song still feels relevant today, even though, like, the world is different in a lot of ways now from where it was in a couple of years ago. So how do you, like, do you think about, like, being relevant to the moment and staying relevant to later times, earlier times?
I think at first I definitely was trying to be relevant to the moment, but then as it progressed, I really wanted to, and I started going into more of my mental health journey as far as trying to be physically fit in that. I started trying to be more relevant to my current situation, hence the name Currently.
Right.
It's more of an announcement of, like, where I'm at right now in life, and not talking about all the things before, or not trying to look so far into the future, but just being present, because I think a lot of times we kind of skip the present. We're always working. We're always thinking about the next move, or we're always reminiscing and thinking about what we did before and why things have changed. So, like, this is more of me trying to claim and manifest, like, being present.
Yeah.
I call it Currently.
Who worked on the EP with you?
It was just me.
Just, nice.
Yeah, it was just me. I did, that's why, another reason why it's Currently, it's like the vulnerability and the, because I know as artists, a lot of times we want to try to make stuff, like, perfect and have the best version out and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And I think I did that. I struggled with that a lot before. And, now I'm trying to focus in on, like, just showing where I'm at, showing the journey, showing, like, currently this is where I'm at. Like, this is the art, and hopefully it connects with people with that vulnerability and that transparency.
So, speaking with Trey Charles, again, the new EP is Currently. It's out next week, Wednesday. So, staying in the moment, location-wise, like, how did you produce the EP? Like, where were you? How did you do it?
Stressing came out of the delves of the pandemic. So I was just basically stressed, and I was in a room trying to figure all this stuff out. And then after that time, I've kind of picked up some tricks and methods, and kind of found my own voice and lane that I want to kind of express myself through. And I started working on production and started working on my instrumentation and guitar and singing, and invested in some equipment, and put it out bare-boned and kind of transparently.
It all sounds great. And again, the full EP is going to be dropping next week, Wednesday, April 26th. It's called currently TreyCharles.com is the website. We're going to link to that up on our website, chapelburger.com, so you can go there later on and listen back to all of this and get the link there too. Speaking with Trey Charles, and not only is the EP dropping next week, you've also got two shows actually coming up in the next week or so. The one on Saturday at Cat's Cradle, first of all, right?
Yes, I have. So the amazing Devin Gilfillian is wanting me to support him at the show at Cat's Cradle, and I think that's a really dope combination because basically I get you in your feels and then he gets you up on your feet. So I think it's going to be a good combo of like emotions and healing and experience. So I think everybody should come out to that. It's going to be really big show, really great show, and I think it's going to be the first of many at Cat's Cradle for me. So
awesome.
I'm really excited about that.
First time at the Cradle?
Yeah.
Nice.
First time at the Cradle, performing or in the venue. So
nice.
And it's definitely been a goal of mine to try to play that legendary room. So I'm appreciative and honored, and I would love everybody to come out and listen.
And that'll be in the back room Saturday night at 8 p.m. Catscradle.com is their website for tickets. And you're also going to be at the Colonial Inn in Hillsboro next week, Thursday, right?
I'm going to be at the Colonial Inn. That's going to be more of a laid-back, chill experience. But definitely come out because they have a lot of really amazing artists that don't get a lot of shine. And you can catch them while they're on their rise. So I think that you should take advantage of that by going to Colonial Inn and checking out all the local artists that are aspiring to get to those big stages. Yeah.
Indoor, outdoor?
It's going to be outdoor.
Outdoor on that lawn.
Yeah,
right?
it's going to be outdoor, a really cool place. Yeah, especially when the lights go down and everything like that. It's going to be a nice atmosphere. You can go up the street, grab you, or go to the Colonial Inn and get you something to eat and something to drink. So yeah, it's right there.
What else you got coming up?
Well, I have a lot coming up as far as festivals and things like that. I know I'm going to be doing Art Explosure in downtown Raleigh coming up. And I'm also in talks with a couple of people about doing a national tour. So, yes, I'm excited that there's a lot of stuff coming up. And I'm going to be working on after the release of this, I'm jumping into the release of my album.
Nice.
Been talking to some labels and some studios and stuff like that. So, yeah, some things are moving. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Again, TreyCharles.com is the website for more information. Get the social media links there as well. We'll have that linked up on our website, chapelburger.com. The new EP is called Currently. It's dropping next week, Wednesday. Let's hear the latest single off of it. This is Lately, right?
Yeah, this
is
Lately.
Set this one up for us.
And before I want to jump into that, I just want to say thank you to you, Aaron, for giving me the opportunity to come out and promote my stuff.
Absolutely,
get my voice heard, because The Hill has always been somewhere that's has its ear to the streets. So I appreciate it. I'm going to say it here first. The Hill has its ear to the streets. I don't know if it's ever been said before, but I'm going to claim it. Okay, and this is this is Lately.
I had to be quiet because we're using that for the promo next month.
This is Lately right here at The Hill, and I'm Trey Charles.
The truth still exists in that space of feeling like it's cold and harsh, you know?
Yeah.
The reason why it's cold and harsh is because it's painful to admit that you have some deficits that you walked into this relationship with, and that now you have to do your work.
Lately I've been doing too much. Lately, I'm all up in my head. Lately I've been doing too much. And lately I'm always in a rush. And I've been living on the top. Lately, lately, lately.
That is Lately, Trey Charles there off the new EP Currently, which drops on Wednesday of next week, April 26th. Head to Cat's Cradle Backroom this Saturday at 8 p.m. Trey will be there opening up for Devin Gilfillian.
Yes, yes.
Catscradle.com for tickets to that show. TreyCharles.com for more information on Trey, including links to social media. This has been fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it. And yes, if everybody can follow me on social media, specifically Instagram. I'm really bad at all of it because, you know, it's a double-edged sword sometimes, but I definitely want to share where I'm going to be at and what I'm doing and what I'm creating and see if we can get some connections and some healing. So,
awesome. Yeah. Anything else that folks ought to know?
I am working up with some very some local artists on some collaborations that are very exciting coming up. So I definitely want you all to stay tuned.
Can we name names or?
We can't name names.
All right.
They've been on this station though.
Okay. All right.
They've definitely been on this station, and we've played a couple of festivals, a couple of local festivals together. So
nice.
Yeah.
All right, TreyCharles.com, the website. Go there, find out more. Saturday night at Cat's Cradle Backroom. Go check them out opening for Devin Gilfillian, and the new EP is called Currently. It drops next week, Wednesday. Trey, thank you so much for being
with
us.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Much more as Live and Local continues after this on 97.9 The Hill.